time that I respond to Mass's smear tactics and the old-fashioned Washington politician that he now has obviously become in my eyes, and I think in the public's eyes. Recently, the congressman again chastised me about a project that we were involved with in the village of Bath, That was brought out by the congressman in direct response to some questionable behavior he engaged in with campaign donations and using them for his own personal profit. So what I'd like to do today is talk directly about the record. You know, when I look at the record, it's clear to me that there's some troublesome concerns here that are developing with Congressman Massa and what he has become. You know, he said when he ran that he was going to be different than the Washington politicians that, that were down there. And what I'm seeing in the record is completely different than that. What I'm seeing is a guy who's taken campaign donations during his campaign and used them for his own personal profit. You know, he decried when he ran for years that he would not take corporate PAC money, yet now he has gone back on his word and accepted them freely, openly, and aggressively. You know, he blatantly lied, in my opinion, about the New York State Restore New York grant that we received in regards to our redevelopment project in the village of Bath. You know, that's a grant that goes to the village of Bath. It's a public-private partnership that I am involved with in a business entity that's about creating jobs, restoring the beauty of the village of Bath, and bringing people to work and restoring the area of our community. And he comes after me and attacks me on that in a blatant fashion of misrepresenting the facts. That's just an outright lie, and I'm not going to stand for it. And he goes on record saying that he's going to vote against the interests of his constituents in order to achieve his agenda, regardless of the impact of that agenda on the people of his district. You know, to me, this is a gentleman who has now become just a classic Washington politician, and I'm going to stand up and say no more. And we're not going to do that when we get down to Washington, D.C. I know who I am. I believe in my moral compass. I believe in my background, and I know how I was raised, and I know how I live my life. And I'll tell you, the only guy I look to judge me is the guy I look at in the mirror every day when I get up and I leave my house. So bottom line is this. The difference between Congressman Massa and me is Congressman Massa is now a Washington politician who will do whatever it takes to keep his position. I am going down to Washington, D.C. to make a difference, and I believe in that from the bottom of my heart, and we're going to accomplish that. So I hope this puts it to bed once and for all about this blatant attack on my character and on me, and we'll have no more of it. So that being said,